It's Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Headlines.
It's Simone Rickford with your Sacktown Sports headlines. Ladies and gentlemen, the magic number is one. For the Sacramento Kings to lock in a playoff seating. With the dub tonight, the Sacramento Kings can become the third team from the Western Conference to clinch a spot in the 2023 NBA playoffs and mercifully end the 16-year playoff drought.
The Sacramento Kings are going to break the curse.
Kings are hosting the Minnesota Timberwolves at Golden One Center in beautiful downtown Sacramento. And the legendary G-Man is on the call for this momentous night in Kings history. You won't want to miss it. Head to SacktownSports.com and listen along on our mobile app.
Kings fans.
Like a bee, baby.
I'm Simone. Those are your Sacktown Sports headlines. Happy Monday. Merry Clinchmas to all. And welcome into Cattles and Rami.
Not the boring, generic, milquetoast stuff coming from the network in Connecticut.
I'd describe him as the best, obviously.
Cattles.
He throws it out there. Speaks his mind. That's cool.
And Rami.
He's supposed to make people laugh. He's just an expert at it.
Cattles and Rami. Live and local in the afternoon.
Sacktown Sports.
Merry Clinchmas, is this what we're doing?
I knew you were going to hate it. I literally said that back here. I was like, oh, he hated that one.
I didn't say I hated it.
You just, hate it.
I mean, I'm just letting it soak in for a minute. Merry Clinchmas.
How do we feel about Verlade's Cinco de Clincho?
Better than Merry Clinchmas.
It's true. I don't like really hearing it now that I hear it more.
By the way, Carmichael Dave just tweeted that the Kings are frauds.
I just saw it.
What?
Yeah. I'm proof.
I'm pulling it up.
And now he quote tweeted saying, don't leave your Twitter open at work. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't think those two things are, I don't think they're connected.
I'm going with the first tweet.
Yep. Took him 90 seconds to see the tweet, by the way.
I just said that, too. Didn't I? I was like, he has his phone in his hand. I guaranteed he's going to see it quick.
Happy Monday, everybody. Thanks for joining us as always. It is very much appreciated. JJ in for Rami. Rami taking another vacation day. He is scheduled to be back tomorrow. So let's see if that actually happens. He's scheduled to be back tomorrow. But we've got Kyle and Simone behind the glass with us up until 5:30. Then we've got game night, of course, as we get ready for the Kings and the Timberwolves. No Cat tonight. And there might be no Ant. So we'll see what happens. But Kings, Timberwolves will be played tonight. And, of course, we've got game night for you coming up at 5:30. Let's look back at the weekend, JJ. 45 wins, my man. The Kings are officially at 45 wins.
That's a long time coming near, Mr. Cattles.
Who would have thunk it?
Not them. Not me. Maybe you. Rami. Rami was out on the ledge, what, for about 42, 45 games. He was around there, right?
Yeah, he was calling 50, and then he backed off. And then he got mad that he backed off. So then he jumped on it again and kind of reinforced and doubled down the 50 wins. I mean, they got a chance, right? I mean, look, you got to go 5-3 over the final eight to get to 50. And 45 is good for me. 46, 47, anything that comes after this, I think should be good for all of us. I had predicted 37 wins this year. Obviously, they blew by that a long time ago. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. Two games behind Memphis. Memphis keeps winning. And JJ, watching this team on Friday night, I know you were there on Saturday night. It's kind of your takeaway from the weekend.
Yeah, I think they did what they were supposed to do. You know, it's almost coming off as a spoiled observer every single week and every single night that we're getting to the point where I'm expecting the Kings to win. And if you would have asked me this last year, I would have, hey, man, as I think coming into the season, I predicted 35 wins. But now I almost expect these guys to win. Once they got through Phoenix, I thought they should beat Utah. They came out a little sluggish. But they tied it down on the back half of what they needed to. One of the things that caught my eye, and I was just sitting there, and I know you were in attendance, man. Walker Kessler?
Yeah.
Man, that dude coming in averaging 8 points and 8 rebounds, this dude was absolutely abusing the Kings, man.
Yeah, he's tough.
I know where this dude came from. I believe he's out of Auburn, if I'm not mistaken. But it's almost one of those things. I don't want to sound like a broken record. I don't want to sound like I'm not enjoying the ride, but I expected the wins.
Yeah.
I truly did. I thought 1-1 going into it. Once they beat Phoenix, I for sure thought they were beating Utah.
What if I told you without Fox, though? on Saturday.
I would have said they should have beat Utah, probably not Phoenix.
And that's the most important thing to me, is that yet again, JJ, this team just continues to overcome obstacles. And I don't want to sit here and tell you that they've had it really rough. They haven't. They've been very, very healthy.
Super lucky.
All in all, right?
Yes.
But when they have an obstacle, when they have something get in the way, they know how to react. They know how to respond. You lose Fox for the closeout of Friday night's game against Phoenix. It's a big game. You're able to do what you got to do to get that job done. You come in on Saturday night against Utah and no Fox. Doesn't matter. You find a way to win. You win without Fox. You win without actually Fox and Monk eventually, as we know, as Monk got tossed. But you're able to say to yourself, as this team marches forward to the playoffs, and we all know the circumstances tonight, if you win, you are officially in the playoffs. Suns lose or Clippers lose, you're also in even if you lose. So it looks like tonight, hopefully, fingers crossed, is the night. But we've seen this team gain confidence night in and night out, and we see them say to themselves, all right, well, we don't have Fox. We're not going to freak out. Oh, we lose Monk. We're not going to freak out. We've got Davion. We've got Deli. We will put this together. We will find a way to win. And here was Matthew Dellavedova in the post game on Saturday night.
You know, I've been kind of working hard all year, you know, just staying ready. You know, at some point your number is going to be called and you want to be ready when it is. And, you know, so we've been putting in a lot of work, like low minute games, assistant coaches, you know, low minute guys, Keon and Nimi, two way guys. So, you know, we got a deep roster and hopefully we can make a deep playoff run. And it's a matter of everyone staying ready because, you know, you never know when your number's going to be called.
Cattles and Rami, JJ in for Rami. And JJ, this all has to do with the coaching staff. Having these guys prepared and these guys mentally and physically feeling like they can help this team even if one of their big guns is down.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we've seen since the beginning of this season. The feel, the atmosphere around the team, the thought pattern, the process, how we've looked at this team all season has been definitely different than we've known the Kings to be over the last decade and change. And I'm 100% agree with you there, Nick. I believe Mike Brown set the tone, Coach Triano, Jordy Fernandez, DC, you know, Barbosa, guys like that. They've come to the forefront and really set the precedent on where this team is moved forward to. And I think the players have responded to that. I think Domas adding to that, De'Aaron from all accounts and, you know, hearing and speaking to and listening to guys that's spoken to De'Aaron this season it was his time.
Right.
It was their time.
Right.
And I believe all of that began with Mike Brown coming in and changing the culture, so to say.
And you also saw this team be able to beat the opposition in different ways. Like,
yeah.
Friday night, you weren't knocking down your threes. You shot, I think, 32-33% against the Suns. So how did you beat Phoenix? You beat Phoenix with free throws. You beat Phoenix with being aggressive, right? You beat Phoenix at the free throw line over and over and over again, 30-plus free throws for them on Friday night. That's a way you can win the game. That's how you can create offense, right? And then on Saturday, the threes were back. They shot about 37% against Utah. Keegan and Kevin Huerter especially had very, very hot streaks, man, during that game. So they can beat you. If they're not making threes, they find a way offensively to score points. If they're making threes, get out the way. And it really all begins with Fox and Domas. I know that Fox, of course, as I just mentioned, was out late in the game on Friday, then missed Saturday's game. But here was Kessler Edwards on Saturday talking about the leadership from both of those two All-Stars.
It's different, man, just the way they carry themselves. I can't believe those guys are so young. You know, when I see their ages, they carry themselves like leaders, like vets, and they lead us. So it's awesome.
They carry it like leaders, like vets. And they lead us. And you've got two guys. You know, I think it needs to be said, JJ, you've got two guys who want to play. And that might sound ridiculous because they get paid millions of dollars to play a game. But really, when you look at Domas, when you look at Fox, both of these guys love the game of basketball. They love playing. They will play through injuries. Fox is expected back tonight. You know, they miss a game, it's like the end of the world for both of these guys.
Yeah.
And you can almost count on them coming right back. If they miss a game or two, they're going to do anything they can within their power to get back on the floor and lead this basketball team.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. As I was watching the game Saturday, and this is, I put this in my notes for sure. When the Kings gave up a run in the second quarter to the Jazz and they responded, I could hear Domas at one point in time when they gave up, like, I believe Walker Kessler had a three-rebound possession where he went up, got it again, went back, finally finished it. And I remember Domi saying, come on, guys, beat,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And you could see it. He was frustrated. And that's the type of guy that you're speaking about. That's the type of guy, type of player, type of leader that Kessler Edwards is speaking about, is you have guys that it means something to them.
Yeah.
And more than ever, going back to the Mike Brown, as you talked about here a couple of minutes ago, Mike Brown translating into De'Aaron, translating into Domas, or Domas translating into De'Aaron, whatever you want to call it, it means something to these guys. And you can see it possession by possession, game by game, you know, week by week, five-game increment by five-game increment, half of a season by half of a season, you know, before All-Star break, post-All-Star break. Like, however you want to measure it up, the fact of the matter is it means something to Domas. It means something to De'Aaron. And for me, that was one of the things that I wanted to see this season. And I'll be damned. They've proved it to me.
Yeah.
They've come a long way to what I remember the Kings being last season.
Yep.
And that Mike Brown entails in that, Domas and De'Aaron entails in that, and of course the Monks and the Herders and guys like that, but it definitely starts with the head of the snake with the two All-Stars.
I said it last week, time to get greedy, right?
Yes.
And I think when you look at this team, get greedy. And I wanted both wins. We got both wins, 2-0 on the weekend.
And you call it that too, brother.
This team has earned the optimism, JJ. They really have. They've earned the benefit of the doubt. They've earned the optimism. They've earned the excitement. And tonight's going to be a very exciting night at G1C. Of course, I do actually enjoy the idea that they can clinch the playoffs on their terms tonight in front of their crowd. You know, look, no matter how you get in, you get in. If you backdoor your way in, you backdoor your way in. But if you're going to have a situation, a scenario play out, this is what you want to see. A chance to win the game, a chance to clinch in front of your home floor, on your home floor, in front of your home crowd. That's what we want to see, and this team has earned every single bit of it. Your thoughts on the weekend, win against Phoenix, win against Utah, 916-339-1140 is the text line, the phone number. Wide open phones for you, of course, 1-800-920-1140. You can also check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/SacktownSports1140. And when you slide on by, make sure you give us that thumbs up. It'd be very much appreciated. Continue with your Kings thoughts, Kings reaction. Also, a former MVP requests a trade. We'll give you the latest in 90 seconds.
The last time the Kings had a winning season,
you heard this.
Back to the hoop, lays it up, around, and in, at the horn, and Arco has gone berserk.
Now it's the Beam Team's turn.
The Knicks have it. Here comes Barrett on the run. Stutter step in the lane. Double clutch. Chase down blocked by Sabonis. Rocks. He fires for the win. He's got the triple.
The Sacramento Kings will finish the regular season with a winning record for the first time since 2006. Catch every Kings game on Sactown Sports.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sacktown Sports.
Feeling all the positive vibes in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/SacktownSports1140. Give us that thumbs up if you'd be so kind. As we talk about the Kings and their ability to clinch tonight, a win, you clinch. a loss, you need either the Suns or the Clippers to lose tonight. If one of those two teams lose, you're in.
The Sacramento Kings going to break the curse.
Tell them, Mark Spears.
In typical fashion, Nick, you know what's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Kings are going to lose.
Oh, come on. Why would you try to, why would you talk that into existence?
And the Clippers are, one of the Clippers or Suns are going to win. So it's like, oh, we can't celebrate, but at the same time, because they're both West Coast games, and I got to check to see the Clippers play Chicago and at the Crypt, right? So what will happen is, Phoenix will win because they're playing Utah, so that'll be in front of Sacramento. Sacramento will lose, and then the Clippers are going to lose to the Bulls, and there won't be no celebration, but you'll be able to celebrate on your couch. Point. That's how the King, that's how the King's kingdom operates.
You know, we were all at the game. I was at the game Saturday. You were at the game Saturday. Jay Mars slid into the game on Saturday.
Man.
By the way, everybody with better seats than me, just saying.
Not salty at all.
Not salty at all.
That's not true.
Jay Mars pretty much on the floor. JJ pretty much on the floor. One of JJ's buddies.
Jay Mars'
son.
Jay Mars and JJ on the TV. On my TV.
Stop being nosy.
Simone slid in in the post game situation that we had going somewhere. After the game, I met up with Verlade and Simone, and then Kyle showed up, unfortunately.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Leave my baby alone.
I'm like, man, you ruined the rest of the week. Now you ruined Saturday
the
night.
Movement.
Yeah, what are we doing here? And that's what Rami said he was going to hang out because Rami showed up.
Did he?
But he left before I got there. And then he made me feel awful talking about his dog Spleen.
Do we have proof that Rami was in the building?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Simone was there. Chris was there.
Rami type of catch, you got to get the proof, Nick.
And whether or not Rami coincidentally left right before I got there, we'll never know.
So true.
I sent a text. He slid out the back door. I walked in. He was gone. And we were hoping to celebrate the clincher, but that obviously did not happen. And Rami said that he would have hung out later if they clinched, which I do not believe at all.
I don't either.
He would have been gone.
Yeah.
The 2-hour blues would have hit him. He would have had a run out at some point.
Audi 5.
He gets the itch. 90 minutes in, he starts getting the itch. But it was a fun night on Tuesday. And we got all sorts of positive vibes in the YouTube chat. MC says, we clinch, my eyes might get a little sweaty. Mr. Allred Everything said this Kings team is going to upset the NBA playoffs predetermined predictions.
I don't know about all that.
TCG, this season has been so awesome. Couldn't have written a better script. Agree with that. I mean, it's been fantastic. I don't think any of us saw 45 wins before April happening. I don't know how many of us saw 45 wins, period, in a sentence.
What the playoffs included.
Yeah, and Willie Bowen says Sacramento Kings are royalty of the NBA. So feeling good on a Monday, getting ready for this game tonight. Kings, T-Wolves at the G1C. We will continue to talk lots and lots of Kings today, but we've got to get to a gigantic story, JJ, in the NFL. Cattles and Rami. Rami out on vacation. JJ in today. Rami back tomorrow. So Lamar Jackson pretty much flipped the sports world on its axis this morning when he ends up tweeting out that he requested a trade from the Ravens on March 2nd. So the axis went askew after this tweet. And then, now, speaking of coincidences and Rami and all that, I would guess that it was not a coincidence that Lamar sent out a couple of tweets regarding his trade request just as John Harbaugh was sitting down at the owners' meetings. So he tweets this out when the head coach just starts talking. And, hey, John, do you think Lamar will be your QB1 this year?
I do. You know, you gotta plan for all the contingencies for sure. But I'm pretty fired up about Lamar Jackson. I mean, Lamar Jackson is a great player. Lamar came back in great shape last year. He's fired up to play. That's the Lamar that I'm looking forward to seeing.
So Harbaugh trying to stay optimistic and saying, well, you know, I think our guy will be back as QB1.
I do, you know.
I do. Here was Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network talking about this request.
So if it is true that Lamar Jackson's business partner has been contacting teams, which, you know, the NFL has essentially said that may be true, which is pretty likely that it was true, I assume that what this person was telling teams was that Lamar is available. The weird thing is Lamar is available anyway, right? Like, he's obviously franchise tagged. He hasn't signed it yet. He can talk to anyone he wants. He is allowed to negotiate with teams and sign an offer sheet. So a like request to be traded isn't actually necessary.
Well, it's not necessary, but JJ, I would imagine that this is at least an attempt from Jackson to really, really apply pressure publicly and say, pay me or move me because I'm done with this.
Yeah. Just listening to the rap sound, I'm going to go Rami here a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go Rami style a little bit. That lets me know, or I feel some kind of way in the fact that Baltimore's had to talk to teams and be like, hey, man, hands off. Don't call our guy. Don't talk to our guy. Don't send no message to our guy. Nah, that's our guy.
Can't do it.
I just don't understand. Why would Lamar need to go out? And I get the pressure part. You know, he's applying the 5 points of pressure. he's trying to push the narrative. Like, look, I'm here. I'm ready to play ball. I'm willing to negotiate. Don't forget about me type situation. And, you know, to the Ravens and the NFL. But why would Rap say that? Why to you? Why would Rap say, it's a little strange. It's a little weird to me.
I think the Ravens are at a point where they don't want to move on from Lamar.
Of course not.
But they don't want to pay him more than Kyler Murray. And so they're trying to do this dance of like, we respect you, but we don't respect you enough to give you more money than Kyler Murray. Because all the thoughts are that Lamar wants $200 million guaranteed at least, right?
Sure.
Deshaun got about 230, 240, somewhere in that range. No one's getting that. And yeah, I don't think anybody's going to get that. If you look at the most recent contracts, Kyler took a big jump. I said this last week. Arizona is the team that really hurt the Ravens.
Yes.
Because the Ravens could point to the contract with the Browns and Watson and say, look, that's a complete anomaly. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're looking at, right? Everybody else is like in the 140, 150 range. You got a guy over $200 million. Like, that's just – Jimmy Haslam stinks, right? That's what that's all about. But then the Cardinals, who are kind of traditionally known as a cheaper team, they then give Kyler Murray like a $190 guaranteed. And at that moment, Lamar is well within his rights to be saying, look, I want $200 million guaranteed. So I think they're doing this, you know – public dance. And I just wonder, JJ, and I don't know the answer to this because sure. I'd have to know the guys personally. I wonder if you can put the toothpaste back in the tube. Like, when is the moment that too much has been said? Because this has been so public. The Ravens, I think, publicly have handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, John Harbaugh's been pretty good about it. He has stood by Lamar publicly, asked about the injury, he stood by him, asked about the money, he stood by him, asked about if he's going to be QB1, stood by him. Lamar's side, and this goes into what you and I have thought and talked about as well, the lack of a certified, legitimate agent. And so, you know, you got the weird story about his buddy contacting teams, and now you've got Lamar tweeting out. You had Lamar tweeting out about the injury situation late in the year and then during the playoffs. It just seems like this is not being handled as well as it could or should be. And that's why I wonder, like, when is just too much too much? When does the Ravens say, all right, man, look, like, we're going to move on.
That's right.
And they have the power here. They do. They get the franchise tag.
Sure.
And if no other team is going to step up, like you're saying, maybe it's kind of a whisper in the wind to the team, say, you know, don't mess with our guy. That's our guy. Whether that would keep a team from jumping in, I don't know. But it's gotten ugly. And this is not where you want to be with your franchise quarterback, especially when the guy's a former MVP.
Yeah, you know, I go back to, you said this early on. And when I mean early on, preseason.
Yeah.
I remember even last season when, you know, there were whispers about it and a couple of Baltimore media asked Lamar. And it's like, hey, man, we'll talk about that in the offseason. We'll take care of it. We'll get that done. And I remember you saying, man, I don't know. Like, something here doesn't seem right. Seems a little fishy. Of course, the fact that he didn't have the agent. And I always said, I thought, man, dude's too good to let this happen. And now that it's happened, and I should have known better because we've seen the Brett Favre, the Aaron Rodgers, we've seen big name guys go through this, and sometimes we just pin it on the player. But this seems to be happening, you know, at least every year, every other year with big name quarterbacks now, because they all want to push the narrative of money. As you say, they want to keep pushing the bank account. But if you would have told me this last year, I wouldn't have seen it. And I'm sad that I'm seeing it now because it's playing out to the part where the league is undefeated.
Yeah.
The player's probably not going to win. And I'll say this before I get out on this, Nick, is even if you don't have an agent, you got to have PR. You got to have a manager. You got to have someone that can speak for you.
Right.
To the Ravens.
Right.
And to the media. You shouldn't have to be putting out tweets. Let a PR company or a management or, you know, look, IMG or CAA or somebody can be your management. They don't have to be your agent.
Yeah.
You know, that's different.
Yep.
And I think Lamar's, he's missing that.
Yeah.
It's really starting to haunt him.
And it really, you know, last offseason when I started to mention this, what really caught my eye was the fact that Lamar wasn't talking to the Ravens.
Yeah.
It got out that, you know, they were waiting for him to call. Eric DaCosta, the GM, said, look, we want to talk to him. He's not picking up the phone.
He out here running 40s. That's what he was doing, Nick. Remember he was running 40s at the blacktop and all that?
And so when you see that, that's the concern. And so, yeah, I've been keeping a close eye on this since last offseason, and it has not gotten any better. And, you know, again, you wonder how long this is going to take and how much is too much before the Ravens say, all right, we are going to move on. All right, we'll continue with your thoughts on the Kings. 916-339-1140 is the text line. Phone number is 1-800-920-1140. Aside from Kings talk, also coming up, we're going to update you on how things stand after the weekend in the Western Conference.
The Oakland A's open the 2023 season at home Thursday against Shohei Ohtani and the Angels.
Swung on it, miss. That's the way this ball game ends.
Kick opening night on Sactown Sports at 7 p.m. live from the Coliseum. Cattles and Ronnie.
Cattles and Ronnie. Cattles and Ronnie.
Sactown Sports.
Yes, Rami still works here, I think. Another vacation day today. He's been out since last Tuesday. Expected to be back tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Negotiate his contract. Need to negotiate Lamar's.
Non-exclusive tag.
I didn't give him these conditions. I'll tell you that. But Rami, hopefully back tomorrow. On vacation today. Oz is doing well, if you're wondering. If you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/SactownSports1140, we would absolutely appreciate you giving us the thumbs up. We got 23 likes, trying to get to 50 by the end of the first hour. More likes means more eyeballs, trying to grow the content here in the brand, 6A to 6P, live and local, Sactown Sports. So if you like what we're doing, make sure you give us that thumbs up, youtube.com/SactownSports1140. Also want to tell you before I forget that it is 2:33 on this Monday. Time check brought to you by Coastside Medical Clinic, dedicated to providing breakthrough remedies for men. Before we get into the West, JJ Daniel Beckham asking me, did you see my wife mount me on the miss cam, the kiss cam? No, I did not.
No, I did not.
What?
Sorry, Daniel.
Yes. What?
Sorry, Daniel.
Wife mounted him on the kiss cam.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't worry about what we saw. You should have been worried about what was doing. What's going on?
Kelly, the first time we were on the kiss cam, Kelly went for it. She didn't mount
me. She didn't mount you, though.
No,
right?
No. She went for it.
She didn't put the saddle on you, did she?
I was here. No saddles, no. I was here for all of like a couple of weeks when that happened.
Hey, look, man. All right. Introduction.
Oh, this
to
was
the
in Sacramento?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In my first Kings game. Yeah.
Lucky guy.
She asked me, do we kiss? I said, yeah. But she went a little aggressive with it.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
All right.
And then you don't leave your wife hanging.
So of course not.
You got to meet in the middle there.
That a boy.
So now all of a sudden it's getting pretty serious.
That's right.
On a big screen. Alan F. says, no way they will win today and all will be good. That's to JJ saying, the way the Kings have gone the last several years, that they will lose tonight, and then we'll all have to wait and see the Clippers lose to officially celebrate the clinch. And that also brings up Leonard Keane. Stop with the negative waves, JJ. Tonight we clinch. Murray will get the 3-point record as well.
All right.
So we'll talk to we'll talk about Keegan a little bit later on in the show. But first, let's take a swing around the Western Conference. Take a look at what happened over the weekend, JJ. Denver Nuggets, they had lost like 4 or 5 in a row. They've now won 3 in a row, 3 straight W's. They play Philadelphia tonight, and unfortunately, no Joel Embiid. Embiid's out. Stinks. Everybody wanted to see this MVP conversation has been so heated.
Sure.
Everybody was looking forward to Embiid versus the Joker. And Embiid is out tonight after playing a back-to-back over the weekend. So, yeah, shenanigans. One seed, I would say, is locked in, right?
Yes.
We feel like it's locked in. It's done.
98%.
Yeah, I mean, Denver's up by three games on the Grizzlies, five games on you. Feels like they have a really, really good headlock on the one seed. Memphis, meanwhile, they've won six straight. They've won nine of their last 10. And I wouldn't get too crazy just yet about the Grizzlies because five of those six wins against San Antonio.
Yep.
They had Houston twice on a back-to-back. They had Dallas, who's been terrible lately, and they beat the Hawks. So it's not like they've been going through a murderer's row to get this win streak. Ja's been great off the bench, so we'll see how long that experiment continues.
Those are 9-1 in the last 10.
Yeah.
Man.
Playing good basketball.
Yep.
Playing very good basketball. But, you know, again, opposition, we'll see how it goes. Phoenix. Phoenix is 4-6 in their last 10 games. They need KD back. They did beat Philadelphia on Saturday. They shot 47% from three, which is just bananas.
Terrence Ross was cooking.
Well, when Ross cooks, he cooks. When he doesn't cook, he's awful.
He's dead, yeah.
But when he's making shots, he's a dangerous dude. So 47% from three. Again, it's all about KD for them. All they care about is getting into the playoffs with a healthy KD. They're a half game back of the Clippers for the four seed. So they're still kind of just circling around. And KD, last I read, was he's probably back Wednesday.
Yeah, this week.
So we'll see what happens with that. But KD gets back, I still think Phoenix is tremendously dangerous. The Clippers are 6-4 in their last 10. They lost to the Pelicans on Saturday. They play the Bulls tonight. Kind of similar to KD, like for them, it's get Paul George healthy, and hopefully he comes back to start the playoffs. Kawhi had an off night against New Orleans. He only had 12 points, but he's been pretty good lately. So the Clippers just trying to get healthy. And LeBron James returned yesterday, lost to Chicago.
Whew.
Favorite part of this game was Pat Bev doing the you're too small to LeBron. It's tremendous.
Just a little quick right-handed jump hook in the lane, and he's too small.
It was absolutely fantastic. The too small to LeBron.
Pat Bev is you either like him or you hate him. There's no in-between with Pat Bev. I'm actually a fan of Pat Bev. I just think he's exciting for the league, even though, you know, he's not a top guy. But, I mean, he's known. People know him. Look, I watch basketball for entertainment.
I like him too, JJ.
Pat Bev's a vibe.
He is.
Like, he's a vibe amongst himself.
Yes.
So,
and we all know you have bad vibes and good vibes.
Yes. Yes. So the Lakers are in ninth right now. They are 13.5 games behind the Nuggets. They are a lot of games behind you, but they are only a game and a half behind the six seed Warriors.
Man.
So they still have a chance to get into the playoffs, not even have to worry about the play-in. LeBron, again, he came back yesterday. So we'll see if the Lakers can kind of put this run together. They got the Bulls coming up on Wednesday. They got the Timberwolves on Friday. Then they play the Rockets, Jazz, Clippers without Paul George. So last game of the season is against the Jazz. So hopefully we see a KD versus LeBron on April 7th, that Friday, Suns-Lakers. But other than that, their schedule is not too tough.
No, and I, you know, look, LeBron being healthy with this miraculous tendon that I guess he's had a Superman type tendon. He's healed quicker than anybody ever in the history of NBA. I hate it, man. I hate it, Nick. Yeah. I hate the fact that this dude is going to come back and probably push the Lakers into the playoffs. And again, I've heard all the YouTubers, the YT chatters and the text messengers and all that, man. But in typical Kings fashion, the Kings are going to have to beat the Lakers of some sort. Watch.
So there you go. There's the whip around the Western Conference.
Can we just be done with the Lakers?
Not until LeBron retires.
Man.
They're just going to be just surviving somehow.
They'll tank for 3 years, and then they'll be back.
They'll be a part of the conversation for as long as he's around. That's how this works.
Tired of them.
Unfortunately. I am too. 916-339-1140 is the text line. Don't forget the website, sacktownsports.com, and also the app. You can listen to us from anywhere. The app is Sacktown Sports 1140. We'll continue with your Kings reaction, your thoughts on the 2-0 weekend, getting ready for tonight's game, the possible clincher against the T-Wolves at the G1C. Also coming up next, our Monday overreactions.
It's Monday,
and we all have an opinion on what happened.
Let's get a reaction.
Are you ready to crown a champ yet?
That team's unbelievable. It's the best team I've seen in years.
Has your favorite team thrown in the towel?
They're horrible.
Overreaction Monday.
All right, we'll get to our Monday overreactions in a minute. But first, continue the Kings conversation with all of you. Guys and gals have been fantastic on the YouTube chat today, youtube.com, Sacktown Sports 1140. Don't forget to give us that thumbs up when you come on by. We're at 29 likes. I was hoping for 50. Does not look like it's going to happen in the next 14 minutes, unless people go bananas. Trying to get to 50 likes by the end of the first hour. Not looking good. Not looking good at all. Let's go to, before the overreactions, let's go to Lambert, who wants to talk about the Kings.
Yeah, I'm a native of Sacramento, and the lady who answered the phone, I told her that we're a cheesecake company, and you guys can write it down and then Google it later. It's called To the Bay and Back Cheesecakes. It's spelled just like it sounds, and a lot of people in my family are Kings fans, and I keep telling them that before the season started, no one, and I mean no one, had the Kings in the position they're in. So try to enjoy the ride, because you never know when you'll get back to this point. But they impressed me when they beat Phoenix the other night. They really did.
Hi, Lambert. Thank you for the phone call. Much appreciated. Look, I think there are steps to this process. And if you're not enjoying every step of hopefully getting to the mountaintop, then you're not doing it right. And so, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, the next year, the next 2 years, next three. I have no idea. I have no clue. I'm in the moment. I'm optimistic. This team, this year, in this conference, I think can make a bit of a run. I said that a week or two ago, that when you look around, these other teams are dangerous. They have dangerous cats on their team, but you're dangerous too.
Yep.
And you have an historic offense. This is the best offense that we have ever seen in the NBA's history, statistically, analytically. So, you know, Curtis also questions the product placement. Yes, that was a smooth way to get a little bit of a free commercial.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. Sometimes until you are told otherwise, you do what you can when you can.
My baby boy did what he always do.
Pretty much.
Even spelled it out for us.
Hey, come on
now.
Just
in case you were wondering.
Phonetically.
All right, we'll get back to the Kings, 3 o'clock. We also have Brennan Nunez from Kings Herald joining us in about a half hour from now. But let's look at some Monday overreactions, JJ. I'll start off. Did you see Trae Young throw the basketball at the official over the weekend?
I did.
You got ejected. My first overreaction is that Trae Young is going to get traded this offseason.
Really? He's gone?
Yeah, he will not be an Atlanta Hawk by next year. By September.
I love it.
Just give me a random spot where you think he's going. He's not going to New York now because they got Brunson.
I got the perfect one for you.
I asked Nick there, Kyle.
Sorry. I got very excited.
I see, brother.
All right. How about Brooklyn?
I thought about that in my mind.
They got a lot of pieces.
Yeah.
Put him with Bridges.
Okay.
They need a point guard.
Yep.
Because we all know Ben Simmons ain't going to be it.
No. All right, Kyle, where you got him going?
Sorry, I got way too excited because I've been speaking this into fruition for months, ever since the whole Trae Young, Quinn Snyder thing, or Trae Young, Nate McMillan thing. Where's Trae Young from?
Oklahoma.
Who's got 1,000 draft picks right now?
Oklahoma City.
And who's kind of in that in-between of tanking and win now?
Got SGA, though.
Well, SGA and Trae Young can play together.
They got Giddy.
Yeah. Too.
Well, Giddy would probably be in the trade.
Homegrown
to
coming.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Well. All right.
If I'm Oklahoma City, I'm not messing with that.
No. Not even close.
Trey's got a bit of a sketchy background now. Here, I mean, he's had two coaches, didn't work out with either of them, and they're, you know, all the stuff about maybe some issues in the locker room. I don't know if a lot of teams would be in love with the idea of acquiring him. He's a great offensive player. pretty inefficient and awful defensively.
Right.
You have to have a team that is built around Trae Young in the perfect way, I think, to – and I know they made that nice run to the Eastern Conference Finals going back a few years ago, but that to me is lightning in a bottle. I don't know if there are coaches that are dying to coach him. I was surprised that Quinn Snyder said yes.
I know, because he's the complete opposite of what Trae Young is probably wanting or needing.
And he could have gone anywhere, I think. I mean, he could have pretty much picked any opening. Every single opening that came up, people are, you know, talking about Quinn Snyder. I was surprised he went to Atlanta with all the reports about, again, those guys not being content in the locker room and some of the Trae stuff. I was surprised.
Probably knows Trae might be out the way.
John Collins wants out. All right, you got an overreaction for me?
Yeah, I do. I think, real quick with the Trae thing, I think you need someone who's a bigger personality than he is, or someone that Trae can bow down to, if that makes sense. You need a Kawhi, you need a KD, someone that can say, Trae, pump your brakes, be quiet, I'm the guy. I think you need someone with a strong personality for it to work. I'm going with the Mavs, who are struggling. They will not make the playoffs. I'm going to say the top 10 teams who are scheduled to make the playoffs in the standings right now in the Western Conference and or the Utah Jazz will make the playoffs. The Mavs will not make the playoffs.
It'd be interesting to see how they react to that. You get the Kyrie thing just hovering over your head, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's walking in a free agency. What do they, you know, what do they think of the future of him and Luka? We'll get into Luka and the Mavs a little bit later on, but they're having a tough time. All right, here we go.
Lost four.
My second overreaction. The Celtics are back.
They never left.
They went 8-7 over 15 games.
Okay.
This is an overreaction because people are going crazy because they had three blowouts in a row.
Yeah.
But they had the Kings on a fifth game in seven nights.
Smacked them up.
Right. And then they had Indiana, who's not good.
Smacked them up.
And then they, you know, they absolutely just blew the doors off of San Antonio.
Stomped on.
And San Antonio, they were missing a couple of players. Let me see what they do against Milwaukee and Philadelphia. They got those two games coming up.
All right.
Then I'll let you know if they're truly back. I've seen good stretches. I've seen really good stretches. I've also seen some bad stretches from them. They could easily go back to the we're not going to pass the ball and go ISO heavy again. So let me see what they look like against Milwaukee and Philly, and then I'll let you know.
I'm going. And I hate to say this because I don't want them to win, but I think they're the best in the finals right now in the last few games. UConn, they are going to win it all. I don't want it to be that way. I would like to see one of the other three guys.
I don't know if that's an overreaction with the way they're playing.
Yeah, I know. I guess because they're hot and they've been balling for the last,
I mean,
whatever,
that's second
last
half against Gonzaga. They plastered
them. They icky shuffled on them boys. I hate the fact that UConn, because I wanted someone who had never won or someone, you know, as we see with the Miamis and FAUs and the San Diego States, and Gonzaga would have made it fantastic. I would have had no hate for anybody that won. I hate to say it, but UConn's
why you got
to
do me like that, JJ? I'm sitting back here in my Kawhi Leonard San Diego State shirt, wearing my San Diego jersey.
I'm rooting for you, Tony Gwynn. I'm rooting for you.
Kawhi Leonard, he took forever last time we went through these names to name Kawhi Leonard.
Winston Shepard.
Went through every name other than Kawhi Leonard. And then he dropped Kawhi at the end. By the way, we're at 48 likes. Can we get two more?
Okay.
Can we get to 50?
Step your game.
Send it.
YouTube.com/SacktownSports 1140. Check us out. Give us that thumbs up. Again, more likes, more eyeballs.
Nick, I know how we can get it real quick.
What's that?
Simone, crack the mic.
What's up?
Oh, we got it.
That's it?
It's over with. Say something nice for all the listeners and viewers, Simone.
Oh, my goodness. If you are listening to us on Sacktown Sports, thank you so much. If you are with us in the YouTube chat, please hit that thumbs up, and we're up to 52. Thank
it's
you.
It's over
bye.
With, Nick. Go ahead.
Thank you. Bye. My job is done here.
It's over, Nick.
I came, I saw, I conquered. All guests come to you from the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. We get back to the Kings, people, because coming up, got to talk about Kevin Huerter. He's looking more and more like Kayvon.